Greetings in the name Yahweh, the only name under heaven given among men whereby must be saved. This is Brother Arnold with the Repair the Breach broadcast, Restore the Past to Dwell In. You know, a lot of people preach and teach that Yahweh's laws have been done away with. They're the many, but they are a few that believe and teach that all His commandments are sure and they stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and not righteousness. Our Savior Himself said, think not. In other words, don't even think it, that I've come to destroy the law and the prophets. I came not to destroy, He said, but to fulfill. It's a difference between destroy and fulfill. I was talking to a brother the other day, and I asked him, how could it be that right on up to the judgment day, if the law is done away with, how could He tell someone, depart from me, ye that work iniquity, or you lawbreakers? That word iniquity there is transgressors of the law. You can look it up for yourself. He said, I never knew you. It wasn't that He never knew them, you know. He knows all things. It was just He never knew them for salvation. You know, the Bible said, many are called, but few are chosen. And we know that to be so when we see Him taking one of a family, two of a nation, and you see this great huge church and only one or two people or maybe a family out of that whole church that's called seem like is chosen to keep His laws, to call on His name, to serve Him in the beauty of holiness. You know, He said, you've not chosen me, but I've chosen you from the foundation of the world. Everybody that's saved, you know, always pray that according to His will for the good. But you know, Yahweh's going to use everybody. And when I say that, I mean, He's going to use you either for the good or for the bad. You know, he used Pharaoh. He had a purpose for Pharaoh. He uses everybody. He used Moses for the good. And I always pray, use me according to your will for the good. Because you're going to be used. You just better hope it's for the good. You better pray. Better search your heart, strive to do what's right, because you will be used. In these last days, He's using everyone out there for the good that is trying to teach people His true Sabbaths, His true feast days, His true name, and His true law keeping to keep His laws. And He's using everyone out there for the bad. that are teaching that his laws have been done away with. You don't have to keep them anymore. You don't have to keep your Sabbaths. You can eat swine's flesh. You don't have to repent of your sins and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of your sins. These people are being used just as sure as the people that are being used for the good. He's got vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor, vessels of mercy. He said, he'll have mercy on them that have mercy, in whom he will, he hardens. We call that predestination. The Bible said, whom he did foreknow, talking about for salvation, he did predestinate to be conformed in the image of his dear Son. I believe he's winding everything up. He has given us scripture that conclusively shows that he appointed the moon for seasons or feast days, and the week of Sabbath is a feast day. He's given us conclusive evidence in nature, science, that the traditional week of Sabbath that people keep today, count 1 through 7, they say it's an uninterrupted cycle from creation. Give us conclusive evidence that that can't be right. The reason it can't be right is because Adam's descendants that migrated east and west, if they count an uninterrupted cycle 1 through 7, one traveling east and one traveling west, when they meet, they'll be 24 hours apart. They'll be keeping 2 7-day cycles. One day, 1 24 hours later, on Sunday. And the scripture only teaches one. But it's an absolute fact. They would be 2 cycles. And you would not know, I might should say, unless you did know for a fact, absolutely, which side of the earth your descendants came in to the United States or wherever you're at. If you don't know which way they traveled from the Garden of Eden to get to where you're at now, you do not know for certain which cycle to choose. Because if you choose the wrong cycle, then you broke the cycle that was handed down from the ancestors of Adam and Eve. And not knowing which cycle to choose, you can't possibly keep the traditional seventh-day cycle from creation, as they claim. You know, it's amazing. It still amazes me that people are, I don't know how to say it kindly, but preachers, especially preachers, are so stupid. How anybody can be so stupid? I don't like to use that word. The Bible calls it Scottish, but it means the same thing, stupid. The Bible said the man of wisdom will see his name. So I'm talking about educated, stupid people. That fight against nature, that fight against a mathematical certainty, that decide against the word of Yahweh, all to hold their tradition. When a man forgets how to count, to hold a tradition, and you got preachers that won't even use the name YHWH, still using the name Jesus, to me, this is nothing short of being stupid. The Bible teaches there's only one name under heaven that you can be saved by. They all agree to that. But they'll use every name under heaven, look like, instead of the only name under heaven, which is YHWH, the name Yahweh, for salvation. It's just mind-boggling. It amazes me. But yet it builds up my faith in Scripture when I see these educated people that can't see. And I'm thankful. I rejoice not that they can't see, but that I can see. Because it could be me, except by the grace and mercy of the Almighty. I could be in that boat. That's why I don't boast. You know, the Bible teaches not for us not to boast as though we didn't receive it. Because we did receive it. It's a gift of Yahweh. It's eternal life. And I don't want to brag or anything, because I can see it as though I'm some great one or something, you know, other than what Yahweh made me. It's by His grace and mercy. I keep His laws, His commandments, His statutes, and His judgments. By His grace and mercy. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of Yahweh. That's true for all of us. That's why I say pray that He use us for the good. Because you're going to be used. Everybody's going to play their part. It's like the poet said, the world's a stage. And everybody will play their part. I get on here and I tell people that our Savior's name is not Jesus. I tell them that we must keep His appointments that He chose, not some Roman pagan calendar and a carnal count of 1 through 7. But we've got to do what He says do. The Ten Commandments is not the 10 suggestions. They're orders. They're commandments. Sin, according to the Scriptures, transgression of the law. That's what sin is. Whatever the law teaches is right, it's holy, it's just. If you want to sin, you've got to find out what the law says and then go opposite. Righteous, the definition of righteous is being in right standing with Yahweh. We need to search the scriptures, study to show ourselves approved, rightly dividing the word, the truth. We don't need to preach and teach something just because our ancestors or our mother and our daddy or whatever taught it, our grandmother or whatever. The Bible says they're going to come to him in them last days and say, truly our fathers have inherited lies and vanities and things wherein there's no profit. There's no profit in people keeping a Roman week, Sunday the first day of the week, Saturday the seventh day of the Roman week, that falls in a Roman month that Julius Caesar introduced in 46 B.C. There's no profit in breaking his laws. The Bible said if we keep his commandments and do those things pleasing to him, he said you can ask what you will and it'll be done. The law, keeping it is health to your navel and moral to your bones. You won't have to worry about no swine flu. He said he'd bless you going out and coming in, and whatever your hands touch will prosper. You will not have to worry about a recession or a depression. The only thing we have to worry about is pleasing him. And then you can truly believe when he said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I don't understand, but I do in a way, but as a matter of speaking, it's hard to understand why people preach contrary to what the scripture plainly says. They'll eat their swine's flesh as if though the scripture don't even say, of their flesh shall you not eat, nor touch their dead carcass. They'll eat it just like the scripture don't even say that he'll destroy you when he comes back if you eat in swine's flesh. Isaiah 66, verse 15, 16, 17. They'll take another scripture or something out of the New Testament, like the sheep let down to Peter and told him, rise, kill, and eat. As if though that okays doing something that the Torah or the scripture teaches not to do. So to reading on the next verse or so where it says that Yahweh showed me that I should call no man common unclean. But yet they think it's showing them that he can eat whatever he wants to. No, that was just a way of getting Peter's attention there. Because Peter said, not so, Master. I've never eaten nothing common unclean. And when he said, what Yahweh has cleansed, call thou not common nor unclean. And Peter wondered what the vision meant. He knew it didn't mean eating something that was forbidden in Scripture. It said then Yahweh showed him what the vision meant. But I'm amazed that preachers are still, I really shouldn't be amazed, I guess, because he said there would be many false prophets come and deceive many. I like to tell people when I quote that verse that we don't fit the category of the many. There's not many like us. they are many false teachers, false prophets. They're the ones, the many are the ones that's teaching that the law's been done away with, that call on the name Jesus. That break his commandments. Don't care about his judgments. The same in the political world. You got people that it's just 180 degrees, a lot backwards from what things ought to be. Bible said, when the righteous rule, there's peace and safety. When the wicked rule, there's trouble on every hand. I believe we're nearing the end. And everybody looks like got a private interpretation. And they want to twist the scripture. Even deny mathematical certainties, mathematical facts, science, history, and most of all, the scripture. And those of you out there that's got a computer, you need to get my information on that cycle showing that the traditional cycle cannot possibly be right. Number one, you'd have to know which side your descendants came to, wherever you're at today in the U.S. or Alaska, it don't matter. You'd have to know which direction your ancestors, 1,000 years, 2,000 years ago, whatever, entered in to the land where you're at now. Because it makes a difference. If they went and traveled and migrated west from Jerusalem, then Jerusalem would keep the Sabbath, then you would keep it. If they migrated east from Jerusalem, then those migrating east would keep the Sabbath, then Jerusalem would keep it, then those that went west would keep it, in that order. And when the east and west goers meet here in the U.S., the east goers will still keep the Sabbath first. And then those that went west will keep it 24 hours later. And those in Jerusalem will keep it 12 hours later. This is not something like people do in the scripture. This is not debatable. It's not something that you can argue against. It's something tangible. It's something you can put your hands on. And it's something you don't have to believe me or anybody else. It's something you can hop on a plane or a ship and sail around the world and count 1 through 7 and keep Saturday. But when you get back to where you started, you'll either be keeping Friday or Sunday, depending on which way you travel around the earth. This is a fact. It can't be intelligently argued against. You can go on your computer under the date line, find out what the date line, why it was made, invented. It's an imaginary line that when you cross it, you either add or subtract a day, just bam, 24-hour day, so that you'll be in the same day when you meet people on the other side of the line. And that ain't found in nature. That's man-made, to get back on the man-made cycle of the month, the solar month that Julius Caesar introduced in 46 BC. They didn't even know they had the problem when they first invented it. They didn't know that was going to happen. It's almost like they were shocked and surprised. And surely you don't wonder if Noah was shocked and surprised that that would happen, that they would have two cycles. He knew. He declares the in and from the beginning. That's why I didn't choose that system. Man starts the year in the dead of winter, January the 1st. Now, whose bright idea was that? When everything's dead, laying dormant, instead of in springtime, when everything's giving life. Somebody had the bright idea of starting it in the winter, starting the day at 12 midnight. All kind of twisting the scriptures. Scripture says from evening to evening, you keep the Sabbaths. But, he said in the last days they would heap to themselves teachers having itch and ears. They don't want to hear the truth. They turn the truth of Yahweh's word into fables. They teach things they ought not to filthy lucre, just like Baal. And it calls Yahweh's people to be cursed instead of blessed. Because there's no way they can be cursed if they're keeping Yahweh's laws. They can only be blessed. How can you curse what Yahweh has blessed? Said Balaam. How can you do it? You can't. How can you curse a man that's keeping all of Yahweh's commandments, his laws, statutes, and judgments? How can that man be cursed? He can't. He can only be blessed and more blessed. Psalms, I think. Maybe Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, nor standeth in the way of sinners. He says he's going to be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in his season. You know that song is saying, I shall not be moved like a tree that's by the water. Well, that ain't talking about the steadfastness of the tree. That scripture's talking about the fruitfulness of the tree. He said it'll bring forth fruit in its season because it's planted by the water. Not that it won't be moved. A tree that's planted by the water is easily moved. I've pushed trees over all the time that's by the water. But in drought, famine, that tree will still be fruitful. And so will the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. He'll be fruitful. He'll be blessed. Anyhow, my time is going by real quick, and I ain't near about got into what I was going to say or what I had thought about saying. But I do want to give my address for free literature. Don't send no money. If you believe what we're preaching and teaching, just share it with somebody else. Freely we receive, freely we give. The phone number for free literature, error code is 770. Phone number is 483-8542. The number again is 770-483-8542. Go to our website at lunarsabbath.info and read the information there and judge for yourself. That's lunarsabbath.info, I-N-F-O, lunarsabbath.info. And you can give us a call just as soon as this broadcast is over. The number again, error code 770-483-8542. Until next week, you can hear us Tuesday night on the same station at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time instead of 10:30. Till then, may Yahweh bless you. Shalom.